At my store, $1 million day is a pretty big deal. And usually we get those right around Thanksgiving time or right around Christmas time. We just had like back to back to back $1 million days. So at that point, I was like, okay, this is no joke. This is insane. Like, this is crazy. This is much more serious than I realized it was.
Welcome back to COVID-19 Heroes. Today's guest works for the second largest retailer in the world with stores that have been completely overrun over the last few weeks. I'm happy to present Ian Martin. As you may have guessed it, Ian works for Costco. Ian explains what the working conditions are currently like for retail workers like him and describes how small actions from an employer can go a really long way in building trust and making employees feel truly appreciated and cared for, especially in times like these. Hi, Ian. Welcome to COVID-19 Heroes.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and tell me a little bit about how COVID-19 has been impacting your work. You are located in the Chicago area and you work for Costco. And as all of us have been able to see, Costco has been overrun by many, many people. I myself have not dared go to a Costco in recent weeks. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So unfortunately, what you've all seen is pretty accurate, or at least was. It's died down a little bit. But yeah, I work at one of the busier Costcos in the western suburbs of Chicago. I am fortunate enough to work in the receiving area or part of receiving. I work with all of the returns. And at the moment, it's been really slow for me, which is nice. Of all the departments to work in this whole ordeal, I probably got the best one. And yeah, so I work with all the returns that come in. And thankfully, they've been limiting what people can do since everyone was like just bulk buying everything. Yeah, I do that. And then I also help in receiving with just unloading trucks when they need help, you know, just cover like brakes and that kind of stuff mostly.
When did you realize that COVID-19 was going to impact your work at Costco?
You know, I was out of country. I was over in Scotland visiting family, and I didn't really have too much access to internet at the time. I had to be connected to Wi-Fi. And at the house we were staying at, we had no Wi-Fi. So it was really only like when we were out and about or we were at a restaurant, I would try to real quick connect Wi-Fi. Nobody was like really posting too much like serious stuff about it on social media. It was just all like memes and jokes and people talking about toilet paper. And I was like, I don't understand what's going on. And it wasn't until like I got back from it, driving home, my uncle, we were just talking to him about it. And I was like, you know, is this serious? Are people like really running out of toilet paper? And he was like, yeah, this is no joke. People are actually frantically panic buying toilet paper, like paper towels, any sort of cleaning supply. People are frantically like bulk buying this stuff. And I thought, okay, this seems really weird. I don't understand the toilet paper. I still don't, to this day, understand the toilet paper part. And then it wasn't until my first day back at work, which was the following day, as I was walking in, everyone was like, welcome back, but we're warning you, this is insane. Like, this is crazy. And at my store, like $1 million day is a pretty big deal. And usually we get those, you know, right around Thanksgiving time or right around Christmas time is when we hit like our big $1 million day. And we just had like, I'm not sure if it was two or three consecutive back-to-back-to-back $1 million days right before I got there. So at that point, I was like, okay, this is no joke. This is much more serious than I realized it was.
Wow. Any hopes of seeing those big revenues trickle down to employees like you?
Yeah, it actually already happened for, I think it's currently set at like a 5-week period. But I'm guessing it might change depending on how long, you know, all this goes on for. But everybody from seasonal to part-time to full-time employees all got a $2 an hour raise for those 5 weeks.
That's amazing. Would you think that Costco's
overall response to the crisis has been a good one from your perspective, both for its clients and its employees?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously for clients, I mean, we have, even with being somewhat limited at who can shop at Costco, right? Like, in order, you have to have a membership to be there. The numbers, as everyone has seen, are just absurd, or at least they were. Again, they have slowed down a bit. It's not quite that insane anymore. But obviously for its clients and its members, as we call them, you know, we have all these supplies that we're constantly, constantly refilling. I mean, on a daily basis, we're getting pallets and pallets more to restock the shelves. Because for those first, like I said, those million-dollar days, I mean, there was just nothing. Like, all the steel space that we have, for anybody who shops at Costco, you know, in the aisles, we have steel. And there's just, you know, three stacks of pallets, you know, across the steel vertically. And it was just empty. I mean, you were walking, it looked very weird because it was just completely empty. But they've kind of picked up the pace, and they've kept the shelves stocked for our members. That's huge. And as for employees, they've done a good job to an extent, I think. Initially, and I'm sure this was like this really across the board for anyone working retail, communication was not good. People weren't really sure, are we opening early? Are we not opening early? Are we going to be able to go home if we're sick? You know, like, what exactly is going on? And it's gotten better, but there's still days where, you know, we just recently added in hours for a senior, anybody over 60 years old, twice a week. And people were finding out, like, the day of, you know, when it first started happening, they're like, oh yeah, by the way, we're opening an hour or two early for all of our senior citizens. And people were like, well, wait, what? We had no clue. So stuff like that. We keep getting hit with the curveballs every so often. But for the most part, as an employee, and again, as somebody who's not directly on the floor, which is, thank God for that, it's been good. I mean, like I said, the $2 an hour more for the 5 weeks is great. There's definitely not a lot of people, or not a lot of places, that are willing to give back some of the crazy profits that they've seen over this, you know, this last month. There's little things like, we get like free pizza or hot dogs every day we work. They've done a good job of stressing to employees that we have, they said, 2 weeks of quarantine time that wouldn't be held against us. But then they've also said that there's kind of a, you won't be penalized for using sick time if you don't have it. And I don't think that they've really put like a limit or like a cap on that. Granted, it's not paid sick time unless you use your own. You have a certain amount. But after that, you can just take unpaid sick time for, I guess, really as long as you'd like to. So they've done a really good job of stressing that you should prioritize, you know, yourself and your family's health rather than Costco's well-being. I mean, because Costco will obviously always be there, and they're going to excel in this no matter what, you know, whether or not an employee or two show up to work. So it's really good to see that they are telling us to prioritize our own health rather than the health of the company, which, again, is doing fantastic right now. Oh, and they've also added in, every Friday is employee early shopping. So employees have a chance to come in before all the lines, before all the craziness, and do shopping that they need to do for their, you know, themselves or their families ahead of time, which, again, not a lot of companies, I think, go out of their way to really, you know, stick their necks out for their employees like that. A lot of the times it's, you know, members first or, you know, shoppers first, and then the employees come second. But Costco's done a really phenomenal job, I think, in that regard of giving us the time to go in and do what we need to do, you know, every Friday morning before it gets just packed in there. They've done a good job of showing that they care, which I think is huge when you, especially in retail. I mean, I've worked a few retail jobs in my life, and I think across the board in retail, you're constantly feeling like your company doesn't care for you. And the atmosphere being an employee inside of retail, and I'm sure it's not good. I know for some companies, just from firsthand conversation, that it's not good. So yeah, I think if I had to pick a retail company to work for going through all this, I mean, I'd pick Costco 10 out of 10 times. I mean, in that regard, they've really, really done a phenomenal job.
Really wonderful to hear that for you and everybody else who works at Costco. What has it been like for your colleagues who are working in the store, restocking the shelves and working at the register? Do you all talk about that, and maybe your team breaks about coping mechanisms or tactics?
I mean, And like I said, this is where I thank God that I work where I do within the company. The morning crew is coming in, I think a lot of times at 3 a.m. They usually start at 5. So it's already way too early for my taste. But they've been coming in at 3 a.m. I think pretty much every day since this has all gone down. I think some managers have to come in at like 2:30. I mean, just ridiculous hours. For the first week and a half of the initial chaos that was going on, people were working. Granted, it was volunteer overtime, but at that point, it was just so much going on that people were just staying overtime for, you know, back-to-back days of just, you know, 10. I think some people were staying for 11, 12 hours, some ridiculously long hours. And when everything was just getting swept off the shelves right away, I mean, it got to the point where even the people who were working in that department normally wouldn't have a clue where anything was at. So, of course, when you're just being bombarded with questions of, hey, do you have more rice? Hey, do you have more this? Hey, do you have more this? And you can't even, I mean, you don't even know where you're at in the warehouse at that point because you're just having to run circles everywhere. I mean, I know there's a lot of people who were extremely frustrated who were working as far as like the stocking side of it goes. Same to a degree with cashiering, although they had it a little bit easier, I think, in that regard. But they still were, I mean, the lines were, anybody who's seen a video of what Costco is like, the lines were just unbelievably long. And I know a lot of them had some pretty big fears just for their own health at that point, because this was before they had started restricting how many people could come into the building. I think right now we cap it at like, I want to say 600 people, which is still a lot. But I mean, our door counts were over the 1,000 every day. So there's a lot of people who were fearing for their own health at that point, just having to deal with everybody crammed together. And they have also implemented a lot of social distancing where they've put tape down and they've put some steel in front of the registers just to like show you, okay, here, stand before this point to get to the next register. You know, you have to wait in line, you have to wait farther back. And they're intentionally trying to space people out now. And that was a big one. I know the big stressor for employees, but that helps with members as well, whether they'd want to be spaced out or not. You know, spacing them out is going to help their health, hopefully, overall.
Did you ever consider yourself an essential worker before? Did you ever think you'd be the one having to go into work while almost everybody else is safe at home?
I think to me, like an essential worker, I would have still just considered like, I don't know, your first responders or people working in the medical field. I don't think I ever really considered myself, and I don't think I necessarily personally within my job right now consider myself one. But as soon as I realized that everything was getting locked down and, you know, there was only going to be the quote unquote essentials left, without a doubt, I knew Costco was going to be open, and I knew we wouldn't be closing down anytime soon. And I highly doubt it'll get to the point where we will have to.
In disasters in general, after a disaster, you know, that's when everybody is running in to grab supplies because most of the people don't really prepare. And typically, you know, if it's after an earthquake, let's say, supplies run out, the trucks can't really come and deliver. You have supply chain disruptions. But this is a whole new scenario where you are putting yourself at risk by going into work. After an earthquake, you know, unless there is an aftershock and the building you're in crumbles during that moment, that's one thing, but that's very unlikely versus now you and so many other people, whether it's at Costco or any other store where you can purchase essential goods, food, medication, and all of that, you are putting yourself at risk because you may be contracting the virus through somebody you're engaging with, and you may be taking it home. Since you are exposing yourself by going to work every day, what steps are you taking to prevent contracting or spreading the virus?
Thankfully, at least at home, it's just me and my roommate, who is another really healthy younger guy. And so I'm no longer living with my parents, although I think they're still below the dangerous age threshold. But as far as what I'm doing myself, I generally have been taking a shower, you know, before I go to work and taking a shower once I get home from work. I can't even tell you the number of times I have a big thing of hand sanitizer at my desk. I mean, like the big, big one. And I'm just burning through that to the point where my hands just feel dry from that all the time now. And on top of that, just the way the layout of where I work at, kind of in order for me to walk back out of my area, there's a back bathroom back there. And so really anytime I walk by that, I'm just immediately washing my hands and just scrubbing my hands. I do try my best to wear latex gloves at my desk, but just with what my job entails, I'm constantly going between picking up merchandise to palletizing it, to wrapping it, to putting strap around it, to having to type at my desk. And I'm just doing a bunch of different things where the gloves are unfortunately in the way a lot, or it's really easy for me to rip them. So I'm constantly putting new ones on. And so kind of just cycling through that right now, we unfortunately, and this is one thing that people are a little bit frustrated with, we don't have just like masks to hand out to employees. So that's kind of a one concern. And to some extent, I mean, it almost feels like it's inevitable at this point that I'm going to come in contact with something. And I know a lot of people also feel that way. And there's people who, you know, have been really sick recently who think that they might have already had it at some point. Because we have a lot of younger, you know, middle-aged, healthy people who work at my warehouse. So even though they might personally not get as sick as some people are getting, some people are thinking that they already might have gone through the symptoms. They might have already had these in these last month or two. But it does feel like if you didn't already have it, it kind of feels like there's only so much you can do at this point working within Costco to not end up with it. It seems like, I mean, even if you do everything right, I mean, spraying down your desk every day with Lysol, wiping down your desk, putting on gloves, I mean, everything, there's so much going on and there's so many people in there. It does feel kind of like you're fighting a losing battle in that regard. But other than constantly showering, washing my hands, wearing gloves, hand sanitizer up the wazoo, there's not too much else I think I can be doing.
No, I agree with you. It's definitely an invisible monster and hard to combat. So once all of this settles down, what do you think you'll take from this experience overall?
Oh, man. Overall, I mean, it's shown me, just seeing firsthand, you see that there's a lot of really greedy people out there, but B, that there's also like, there's like a weird sense of community within even just the members shopping at Costco. And even between, you know, employees and members, I mean, I've seen a lot of really, really good stuff come out of this. Whether that's just people standing in line, you know, talking and laughing and making jokes about it, or, you know, and just trying to have, you know, as much of a good time shopping in the masses as they can. And just seeing people really trying to help people around them. I mean, I've seen on countless times people, you know, putting stuff in carts for our older shoppers and people trying to, hey, do you need help with this? Do you need help with this? I mean, and these are just members to other members offering to help. I mean, there's so much stuff that I've seen that I'm really proud of just within like the Costco community. And it's just taught me that overall, I mean, I was already a bandwagon fan, but Costco is a really phenomenal company. I've worked at some really crummy places in my past, and maybe that's helped just emphasize all these little good things, which like $2 an hour, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But at the same time, they didn't have to give us that raise. And there's lots of places out there who aren't giving anybody raises. And so there's things like that all add up to me that just show that, you know, Costco is a great company, not just for its vendors, not just for its members, but especially for its employees. And I'm so proud to be working there. And I'm so proud of the people who work there who have just bucked it out through this mess that's going on. And, you know, hopefully it's dying down some, I hope, at least the craziness within the store has been. But yeah, I mean, it's really just taught me that there's a lot of good people out there. And fortunately, a lot of them work at my company.
In times of disasters, actually, when we see people come together and really supporting one another, and I think that's something that we've really been able to see during this pandemic as well, with all the essential workers still coming to work. We have people left and right that are sewing masks, and others who are delivering groceries to people who are sick or who are vulnerable. And I think it's a really beautiful thing that we get to see during this time as well, just really helping us reconnect with one another.
It's been a wild experience, but for the most part, it's been really, really cool to see all the good. And I've been fortunate enough to still have a job and still have a great job and experience all that firsthand.
Ian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. All the best of luck to you as you continue and brave the world out there. And
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to close off this episode by thanking all retail workers and essential good providers out there. Without you going into work every day when the rest of the world lies dormant, none of us would have access to life-saving groceries and medication. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be grateful if you shared it with a friend or gave the podcast a review. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram and subscribe to it on all major podcasting platforms. Thank you, and until next time, I'm your host, Lorraine Schneider.